Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Nall. Nice to have you with us today. We begin, as always, with the latest on health and healing. We're going to talk about Chinese herbal extracts can kill off pancreatic cancer cells, anxiety increase the risk of gastrointestinal infection, and repeated course of antibiotics may profoundly alter children's development, and Parkinson's disease, something good that can help you. And doing good deeds helps socially anxious people relax. We began from a University of Minnesota study. A diagnosis of pancreatic cancer that happened to two of my close friends just in the last year. Well, that's the fourth most common cause of cancer death in the United States. Can be devastating. Due in part to aggression in the cell replication and tumor growth. Pancreatic cancer progresses very quickly and has a very low five-year survival rate, less than 5%. GRP78 is a protein that protects cells from dying, and it's more abundant in cancer cells and tissues than in normal organs, and is thought to play a role in helping pancreatic cancer cells survive and thrive. Researchers at the University of Minnesota have found what is called triptolide, T-R-I-P-T-O-L-I-D-E, that's an extract of the Chinese herb, thunder god vine, and it suppresses GRP78, eventually leading to pancreatic cancer cell death. So that's very important. So something natural, non-toxic, is able to interrupt the process that's occurring and in the unfolded protein response. And that helps kill the cancer cells. So, something new, something different, and something, again, that's natural, has been around a long time, and that is Chinese herb thunder god vine. So you might want to pay attention to that. Now, from the University of Leuven in Belgium, anxiety, no matter what the cause, increase the risk of gastrointestinal infection and long-term complications. A team of scientists has made significant progress in uncovering the connection between your psychological well-being and your states of anxiety and your immune system. Their findings are based upon investigation of a massive drinking water contamination incident in Belgium and are now published in the leading international journal, Gut. The Belgium communities that provide water found a huge outbreak, 18,000 people exposed to contaminated drinking water. During the outbreak, they set up a scientific task force to study the incident's long-term effects. And so they just took advantage of a bad situation to see if they could understand something about how the body responds. And they found this. They found that individuals with higher levels of anxiety or depression prior to the water contamination developed gastrointestinal infections of increased severity. The same individuals also had an increased risk of developing a long-term complication of irritable bowel syndrome with intermittent abdominal cramps, diarrhea, or constipation a year after the initial contamination. And they found that the primary linchpin of this was anxiety or depression. Why? It alters the immune response. And in this case, they were studying the gastrointestinal system. Now, they didn't study other parts of the body. For example, I did an informal study with a group of people who had no success in dealing with their anxiety. They were living with what you might call a persistent sense of angst. So if you spoke with them, they'd say, well, I just don't feel at ease. I always feel kind of something's wrong or something's going to happen, or I don't know why, but you know, I'm not feeling relaxed. And as a result, they're telling their mind is telling their body, you know, be in a defensive mode. And as a result, the body immediately responds and up goes your cortisol, epinephrine, catecholamine, adrenaline, all those elevate, not good. And then they don't come back down because they stay in this perpetual state. And so what I did is I had him at the beginning of the study, which was 3 months, had him get their blood pressure taken, but more importantly, the resting pulse and the regularity of that pulse beat. Now, none of them come in with tachycardia or arrhythmias, but during the first month of paying attention to this, about 80% had some form of irregular heartbeat. And it always came when they were most anxious, when they were, you know, dealing with some form of anxiety, something they could focus on, or something that was just, it was there, but they weren't conscious of what it was. Other times, you know, it's they broke up in a relationship, the family dog died, whatever it was, they were in a state of anxiety. And what happened during this three-month period, we found that by getting people to go to a meditative state at least once or twice a day for 15 minutes and focus upon telling your cells to relax and your immune system to elevate and the electrical charges that carry the messages to be consistent in an even heartbeat. And you keep saying that over and over again. It's like, you know, when I go to bed at night and I lie down, I'm asleep within 30 seconds. And I sleep through the night, I wake up and refreshed. And I always say a simple little mantra. And each, you could choose your own. And when you choose a mantra, you say it, and you're telling your cells, time to rest, time to sleep, no anxiety, and you go into this deep place. And then you want to go into deep rapid eye movement, and that's where the real healing occurs. That's where melatonin is secreted by the pineal gland, and that really helps your immune system. But more importantly, by the third month, 500 people, a high percentage didn't even know they had irregular heartbeats, had an even heartbeat and a lower pulse rate. Because there tends to be a connection between like a tachycardia, elevated heartbeat, and skip beats. And that's dangerous. That's where your strokes can occur. So, let me explain it this way. Let's just say you're sitting in a room and there's total silence. And then someone brings in a shortwave radio. And they say, now, let's turn it on. Now, what's coming into the room, you can't see. It's an electrical pulse. And each electrical pulse beats, you know, it's sharing a pulse at a certain rate and at a certain vibration. But in that electrical pulse are messages. And they have been decoded based upon the channel. One channel, you hear Chinese. Another channel, you hear Italian. Another channel, you hear English. One's a talk show, one's music. But you look around and you say, none of that is here in this room with me. How in the world did we get those pulses? And suddenly you turn on a radio and they're right there with you. Well, in a not too dissimilar way, it's not exact, every single thing that occurs in your body is based upon an energy exchange. You've heard me mention thousands of times that the most important thing you can do in life is choose the energy exchange you want. When you do this in an intentional way, it can have profound impact, profound. And so if you choose to have happy thoughts, the energy that you're allowing the body to experience in every single cell is a positive energy. The cell will respond. If you talk about your immune system and feeding your immune system, not just physically with the water you drink, the beverages, or the food you eat, supplements you take, but also the mind thought that, and by the way, to this day, no scientist in the world has ever found where the mind is. They don't say it's in the cranium, they can't prove it. But we all know that every single cell in the body has a conscious awareness of itself. I did this research at the beginning of my career as a young scientist, and that's what led me to get promoted. And because there was a group of scientists, including Dr. Lawrence LeShan, and we had this whole discussion for hours. And he said, can you prove or disprove God scientifically? And I said, yes, I can. And they were laughing. They were atheists. They didn't believe in this. And so I'm not going to go through what I did, but at the end of this time, their jaws were dropped. So it's just how far you want to go in understanding the power of energy and where that energy originated and who put the message in that energy for your cells to be able to communicate and decipher that like your radio does and determine what the cell should do based upon the purity of that message. And that's what you actually have control over. And that's why if you say, oh, you give me a headache, you're going to get a headache. You make me sick to my stomach. Oh, you broke my heart. You're not just kidding here. Understand what you're doing. You've taken a word, made it into a dagger, and then stabbed yourself into your stomach, your heart, or your head. And that's literally what happens, literally, not figuratively, at the cellular level. So therefore, if you're choosing foods that have a propensity to be healing foods, and I was the first scientist in the world to do this research, and I'm not saying that to brag, it's just where all of my research for my protocols came from. And I worked this with thousands, tens of thousands of people, and then in dozens and dozens of clinical studies, and in health support groups, many of whom in this audience were in, many of you were in, and it works. One protocol for life, that's all you need. One protocol. You just have to see the different segments of it to go from ill health, bad temper, anger, negativity, jealousy, rage, sickness, malnutrition, overnutrition, inflammation, to harmony and health. It's one quantum step in a space-time energy exchange. I won't go further into it than that. Anyhow, that's what allowed me to become a senior research fellow, because these were pretty smart people in their fields, but suddenly they had this aha. Remember, there's a big difference between stupidity and ignorance. All of us are ignorant of different things. In fact, the majority of things in life we are ignorant about. How many languages can we speak? A few? No. A really, you know, dedicated person, maybe 10, the most I've ever seen in my life, was Barry Farber with 33. Well, okay, how many things do you know outside of what you've mastered? Very little. So by needing to know something, you create a sense of mental scholarship. You say, I need to know how to be healthy. I need to know how to keep my hair from falling out. And by the way, tomorrow, my classroom on the air, which will be up on YouTube, carrying all YouTube, I'm going to do a whole protocol on how to keep your hair, even if, like myself, you have male pattern baldness. But look at my videos now that I stream. I'm not streaming this afternoon, because this morning I had to do a whole lot of filming. I'm working on a new film. So I just didn't have the time. But I have such a full head of hair, natural color, and thick as can be, and that's with male pattern baldness. How did I do that? I exceeded the genetic limitation, what I call the laws of compensation. That's a different discussion. Where something is wrong, you have to exceed it at the energy level to reverse the underlying energy, and that's in the code, cell-to-cell communication. Sounds a little technical. It is. But once you understand biology of the body at the cellular level and how cells communicate with each other, what message are you giving yourself? Oh, it's cold out. It's too hot. Okay. Your whole body is going to react to what you just thought or said. So pay attention to words. Words matter. So don't weaponize words, because anyone who weaponizes a word is created a double-ended dagger. One you stick into someone else, you're a racist, boom, and you just stuck it into yourself. You are what you create. That's kind of the sad irony of karma. You think you're going to throw a lightning bolt towards someone by trying to dehumanize them? Well, you're going to be affected by the same thing you create. It's at the energy level. Anyhow, be that as it may. So just imagine then, when I was doing all those years of research, taking a long period of time, showing if we give rats in a laboratory instead of water, tap water, with fluoride and chlorine and everything else in it, what if we gave them pure organic juices? Ah, lo and behold, they live longer. What if we intermittent fast them, live longer? What if we take them out of cages and just give them a beautiful big environment to run around in? What if we play gentle music to them? What if we encourage them with so they have to search for their food? That's called enhancing your environment. All of those things contributed, each in its own way, to having rats sometimes live almost twice their normal lifespan with none of the conditions that normally occur, like cannibalism and biting your tail, etc. But it took years to develop that because you had to put each piece of the puzzle together. Now look at a human being. Look at the two friends I had who I mentioned a while ago had pancreatic cancer. Neither one, when I sat with them and went over a protocol, neither one did the protocol. Now, they're both honest. You know, one wasn't going to give up the drugs that person was on, and the other didn't want to change their lifestyle. So they both went orthodox, and they both died. But one of them, it was interesting because one of them, who I've known for 28 years, he came by 2 weeks before he died with his daughter. And this is just 3 months ago. And he comes up and he says, Gary, he says, I wished that I would have taken the protocol. I wished that I would have lived a different life throughout my life. But I had no boundaries. I had no mentors. I chose to be that lone wolf. And now I see the consequences. And that was it. He just wanted to say goodbye. We hugged. And then he looked me in the eyes and he said, I can't live my life over, but I know I would make different choices now that I see the consequences of being so close, so rigid, so self-righteous. Wow. That was it. That was sad. How many times have you tried to help someone and they didn't want the help, or they weren't going to do it the way it should be done or completely? It hurts you. You feel it. That pain, because you know the outcome, and they're having to live with the outcome. Learn other people's lessons that they're not willing to learn them. But this whole idea is that's the energy exchange. When you block the healing energy, you've got diseasing energy. When you block the happy energy, you've got sad energy. When you block the creative energy, you're sterile. Everything in life, every single action, every single thought, every single day, every single breath is based upon energy. Because what's the only thing that's missing when you're dead? Your energy. It's the only thing missing. What's the one thing it is never studied in science or in medicine or in nursing or pharmacy? Life energy. The force. Why? I think Fritz Perl said it best, the follower of Gestalt psychology. He said, a fear of knowing is a fear of doing. So just remember, you want to focus upon your thoughts, because at the end of that study, and I filmed it, and by the way, I've got Sharon, our archivist, we just got her some equipment. She's taking thousands of people in studies that I've never finished doing this, and we're taking the before and after, before the study, after the study, at the centers, and showing you this so you can see. And that was one of the studies, the 500 people, 94% of people overcame their anxiety and depression completely. And they had normal heart rates and lower heart rates and were healthy. And yet that will never be shared under any circumstances in the mainstream media or with any medical curriculum, because that's how utterly closed our systems are to interrelating, integrated concepts of life. So learn where you can, because there's a consequence if you don't. If you stay intentionally ignorant of something that's important to you, then you're going to act stupid. There's only a stupid consequence. Why did I do that? Because you chose not to be informed about COVID. Why didn't you learn something? I was just speaking with Celia Farber this morning, and she said, your interview with Carrie Mullis back in 1996, that suddenly everyone started playing in 2000 about why the PCR test was a fraud. Carrie Mullis, the Nobel Prize winner who developed this test, said that. She said that's the most important hour and 54-minute interview in science, because he said it all, and we made the mistake of not paying attention. Do your homework. Find contrary points of view. Find the outliers. You can agree or disagree with them, but don't be afraid of listening to multiple arguments and stay quiet and listen, and then see whether or not there's a legitimate challenge to your own knowledge base from which you make your informed choices. So now we have all these people dying and sick, and boy, do I have a lot on that, but I don't have time today to share that with you. Brand new information in today. And thank goodness I'm going to play a clip from a group of seven members of the European Union who stood up over the weekend and challenged the World Organization as a criminal organization. Do not sign a treaty saying no to your government signing a treaty allowing the World Health Organization, a totally criminal, corrupt organization. There's not a decent thing about them. And I've exposed them in articles and broadcasts and investigative reports, and yet they're about to become sovereign over all health issues involving any endemic and its response. And who's there? Bill Gates, Chinese government. Is that who you want to tell you what to do? You saw what happened when Bill Gates and they told you what to do with COVID, and now you see the consequence. And finally, from New York University School of Medicine, repeated courses of antibiotics, and this is common in the United States, profoundly, quote, alter children's development. A new animal study at New York University Langone Medical Center, researchers add to growing evidence that multiple courses of commonly used antibiotics may have a significant impact on children's development. Okay, that's good. But now ask yourself, and they don't hear, why do people end up needing antibiotics, especially the amoxicillin, these broad-spectrum antibiotics, Tylosin, because children are getting all these vaccines of which they do not need most of them, and as a result, they have autoimmunity, they have asthma, they have destroyed immune systems, and we're not being honest. The pediatricians in particular should be held account to this. And finally, one other one. This is from the University of Catalica del Sacro in Italy. Parkinson's disease. Intense exercise can help keep the disease at bay. The neuroscientists from the Faculty of Medicine at the university found that the more exercise you do, this is the best non-drug approach to Parkinson's disease. That's good. That's the latest on health and healing. We're 23 minutes into our program. We're going to take a break. And when we come back to the break, I'm going to go to two short clips, very short, 60 seconds. And just when we have good things happen, and people who don't have to be kind and thoughtful and generous are, I just want to acknowledge them. The first one is a Jewish businessman from Israel. And he's at an airport, and there's hundreds of, I believe, soldiers waiting to get on a flight, and they're giving little brown paper bags of cold food. And he decides to buy him lunch. You'll see that clip when we come back. Let's go to a break and be right back.
Who bought meals for 400 U.S. soldiers during an airport layover. In 2015, while on his way to Israel with his family, Jewish businessman Shlomo Rechnitz encountered a group of 400 American soldiers during a layover in Ireland. The soldiers were sitting on the floor, getting ready to eat cold food out of paper sacks. When Rechnitz saw that the soldiers wouldn't receive a hot dinner and would have to eat on the floor, he asked the commander if he could invite them all to dinner. The commander said it wasn't necessary, but Rechnitz insisted, and eventually, each soldier received $50 to have dinner at an airport restaurant, totaling $20,000. "You risk your lives to protect me and my family," Rechnitz said to the group. "This is my way of thanking you from the bottom of my heart."
To show our respect for people we never see, don't know their names, but they're out there protecting us. So, for those of you who hate the police in general, imagine what would happen if all police in America, all 900,000 more or less, quit. And said, okay, if we're hated and disrespected and racist as you claim, then we'll step out of the picture. What do you think would happen? Do you think the 3,000 gangs and 3 million gangsters wouldn't immediately take advantage of that? They're parasites. They watch trends. They know where to go. They know where there's going to be no justice served against them. So, yeah, you've got some bad cops, you got bad lawyers, you got bad judges, you got bad district attorneys, you got bad governors, legislators, most members of the House and Senate and the White House. I consider these people unfit for public service. But to condemn all of them, no. To condemn all the law enforcement that you don't see what they do, you don't see the sacrifices, you don't see the efforts they go through in order to keep violence from occurring. So once again, what image you put in your mind, your body is going to respond to it. So if you want to know what's going to happen when there are no police, as an example, go to a town that defunded the police and look at it today. You can't live there. People who live there don't want to live there. No, we have unreasoned people who do not see the world as it is, but how they have put it in their mind. And we have a whole cult of this hate everything, hate everyone, because you're really hitting yourself. Where do you fit in? What do you construct? What do you offer? Unfortunately, we're going to wait till tomorrow to deal with that. I have a great philosopher on the program tomorrow for a half hour, sharing about how the people fill with hate. Hate of religion, hate of other ethnicities, hate of all white people, how they got to be so powerful and how they are so misguided. That'll be tomorrow. Good thing from the National Geographic today, laughter can strengthen your immune system. And they actually have the science to support how it reduces. When you laugh, you reduce the inflammation and you reduce the pain, so you get pain relief, and you increase levels of dopamine. There's a tangible benefit from laughing. And just like being curious and amused are also good for the immune system. But you shouldn't go into a place where they're going to use not real humor, but woke humor. Go to a place that's not afraid to be funny. All right? I'm going to give you one more clip before we go to our film. By the way, according to Common Dreams, ancient heat records are being broken. For example, last week we had the hottest day ever recorded on Tuesday. Then it was broken on Wednesday and broken again on Thursday. And now they're talking about heat all over Europe that we haven't seen in more than 25,000 years. And the heat over there is, it's terrible. It's 45 degrees Celsius. That's, what is it, 45? That's 113 degrees Fahrenheit. And that was in Italy. So they're advising people to get off the streets. But down in Sicily, which is the boot of Italy, it was even hotter. 116 degrees Fahrenheit. You can't stay outside in 116 degrees. Mind you, that's just the ambient air. That's not the ground. That's not the asphalt. That's not the concrete that's holding that heat and magnifying it. So you could have a heat stroke. And the European Space Agency says temperatures could reach even hotter in Sardinia. Quote, potentially the hottest temperatures ever recorded in Europe. That's today. They're also finding this in Spain, France, Germany, and Poland. So you say, okay, well, I'm pretty lucky. I live here or there. I have an air conditioner. Not a big deal. Okay. Take a look around. They'll say it's not global warming. It is global warming. Why? You're getting intensifying heat wave coming in the context of global high temperatures fueled by El Nino conditions, which the climate crisis has likely made worse and more frequent. Large areas of the United States, Asia, and Africa are experiencing the worst temperatures. Now you can say, but the number of hurricanes are the same. And overall, if you balance out over the last 100 years, and they'll make excuses why global warming is not real. It is. For example, in all of human history, have you ever heard of these water bombs, lake bombs, and river bombs, that suddenly you look up and you have a huge amount of the sky so littered with water when it releases it, it's not just heavy rain, it's not just torrential rain, it's like someone just opened up a lake and poured it on your head. We're also seeing all over Vermont and other places flooding, whole communities flooded. Now here's the bad part about the heat. Here's what you won't be hearing about. That heat has a consequence on germinating seeds, on crops that have a very, very small margin between healthy root system and traumatized root system. Corn, wheat, soybeans have very low tolerance, meaning you can't have a huge difference between hot and cold in the soil. And so all over our food growing area, including California, crops are dying. You'll see them having to harvest prematurely. They did it last year too, peaches that were tiny, the size of plums. And they weren't tasty because they hadn't matured, the sugars hadn't matured yet. So we're going to have food shortages on an unparalleled level all across the globe. As we speak, you have over 16 million Americans who are food insecure. Now, when you think about how much money we gave to Ukraine, the most corrupt country in the world, that none of that money is accounted for, it's estimated, I'm going to have a guest on to talk about this, but it's estimated about 75% of all the money we sent has been stolen. And we don't care. The government doesn't care because we don't care about Ukraine or Ukrainians. We care about the proxy war against Russia. But imagine Ukraine is the breadbasket for that whole part of the world in exports. What happens when the heat is so great the seeds cannot germinate? And those that are growing are burned out, and the corn rots, everything rots. You get fruit too hot on, especially the seed trees and the nut trees, they shrivel and die. You actually have fruit that will explode. Now, I'm a certified organic farmer. I'm a teacher. I've been teaching organic farming since 1971 at the Fertiller Farm. And I can tell you, if you don't control the temperature, and there are some ways you can do that. You can put netting. For example, I have a 70% netting. I mean, 70% of sunlight gets through, 30% doesn't. And then you can put fans on to move the air. And then you can put sprinkler system on and a drip system so the root system is kept moist and the buds and the germination doesn't get wilted. But just look at a plant that you buy at a farmer's market and an hour later it's wilted. They didn't take the heat out of it. So we're going to see massive amounts of crops, possibly the most in American history, even greater than the Great Dust Bowl, die because of excessive heat. You can't get 110 degrees and have crops grow. They're just not, it's not going to happen. So that's coming, and that's going to be the new normal. So I suggest you start looking into hydroponics, microgreens, greens, and sprouting for yourself. Just want to share that with you because that's the side of the story that we're not paying attention to. So you'll have two things simultaneously. You have the most water with these deadly floods, and you'll have the most dryness in the air, all caused by human activity. And that's just the beginning of it. Oh, by the way, tomorrow I'm going to tell you about why did Pfizer halt COVID vaccine clinical trials for pregnant women? I'll get into BNT162B2 in the vaccine and why they didn't carry that forward. It's shocking. But now we're going to go directly to a film that I gave you the first part of last week. I'm not in the film. This is all third-person confirmation. In the 1980s and 90s, working with a group of 22 medical staff, board-certified physicians, top nurses, nurse practitioners, top psychologists working with behavior, nutritionists, I created protocols, and 1,200 individuals with full-blown AIDS survived. Not one died. They got healthy. They still had HIV virus, but they had no opportunist infections. 18 of them, 10 at the Institute of Applied Biology, under the care of physicians and nurses that I had nothing to do with, never met them, never talked with them, but using my protocol, reversed 10 out of 10 cases of full-blown AIDS. It took about 2 years. At the Tri-State Healing Center, we reversed AIDS in 8 patients, held a press conference at the behest of David Patterson, who was senator. We had a team of outstanding independent scientists who reviewed all the medical records, test results, and proved scientifically we did it. Tony Brown sent up a person, spent months verifying and validating that this was real. Bill McCreary, Channel 5, Doug Henderson, journalist and attorney, Bill Tatum, Amsterdam News, they all validated this. Not a single word occurred in the mainstream media because they couldn't have a challenging narrative. How can you have a multi-hundreds of billions dollar industry for Bose Welkin, the manufacturer of AZT, and Anthony Fauci and the rest, if you say, well, hold on, we've got a natural, non-toxic, inexpensive way of preventing AIDS and reversing the condition? So we had a cure we didn't use. As a result, millions of people have died. I believe that we should know what happened then because the very same institutions and people then have controlled COVID using the same playbook. Destroy anyone who challenges it, call them a COVID denier or call them an anti-vaxxer. The institutions were wrong. The media was wrong. The manufacturers were wrong. It was a criminal operation, and it should be prosecuted like a Nuremberg trial. Bring those responsible in the media to justice. They should be held accountable because people took their words for it, including a Pacifica specifically. Shame on the people who did not open up with honest and civil debate and look at the evidence before they made proclamations against it. So if you're going to be against people talking out and you want them censored and you don't want free speech, then don't call yourself a free speech network. That's utter hypocrisy. Let's go to the film because this was narrated by Celia Farber, produced by the International, an international consortium of independent investigative journalists. Again, I'm not in the film, but this confirms, after all these years, what I had done, and yet none of this has been recognized. This is part two.
Worked with in my entire life.
We had some of the greatest and best minds in natural medicine and come in and offer help and support to all these different people. They were all put on various supplemental therapies. Not everybody got the exact same supplements. It was based on their body and their needs. And these were adjusted to the individual by our nutritionist with consultation, like Dolores Perry, who was just amazing at medical nutrition.
With Gary, what he did was change the person's diet completely, which was what I did. They stopped eating as much as the garbage that they were eating, the sugars and a lot of other things. Anything that would lower their immune system, we put them on green juicing, we put them on supplements, and they did remarkably well for those who followed. Not everybody would follow. Let's face it, not everybody is going to follow a protocol. But those people who did follow the protocol, and there were a few of them, that really were fantastic. They were put on many, many different things, and there are a few people that serum converted. But I can't say that everybody did because you're not going to do it because it's too much of a change. Even because they can't equate a diet because they've been eating it all their life with sickness. It's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. So that they figure, oh, I've been eating all my life. This is not going to change. But it's lifestyle. It's everything that's connected with it. And once you make that change, it was remarkable.
They became healthy human beings from being at death's door, because they came to the Tri-State Healing Center and they worked with this amazing group of practitioners.
They got intravenous vitamin C in very high doses, as much as 200,000 milligram vitamin C drips, along with intravenous ozone therapy. which I was involved in, intravenous with what we call major autohemotherapy, where we take out blood, ozonate it, and put it back in, and then eventually direct intravenous ozone therapy, where we would push the oxygen and ozone gas directly in. All these things were done safely as well as effectively. We made sure nobody suffered in any way, and in fact, it was just the opposite. Everybody slowly but surely got well.
We watched their lab results so carefully. Every single week, we tested them. Why? Because Dr. Null told us we cannot use anecdotal information. We need to have hard facts.
The word got out to the medical community, and we started to get on occasion doctors from around the United States coming in to see the work that we were doing, such as Dr. Linus Pauling.
We had a physician, a very famous physician from the West Coast, Dr. Cathcart, who was intrigued with what Gary was doing. And for 2 weeks straight, he came every morning at 9 o'clock, and he left at midnight when I closed the center. And he took all of the protocols back to the West Coast. He reported back to Dr. Null that his patients no longer were dying from any of the pneumocystic carini or Kaposi sarcoma. He said for the first time in his entire career, he saw these patients healing. And he was using high-dose intravenous vitamin C, bio-oxidative therapy, and most importantly, the lifestyle changes, giving people responsibility for their health and encouraging them and educating them on what it takes to really boost up and heal your immune system.
He came in, watched what we were doing, started to use it on his patients, and started to see the reversal of Kaposi sarcoma and all the lung infections and all the other AIDS-related problems. So we were able to take and train doctors over time in our methods of medicine and protocols that we had collectively put together, and they got the same results. This proves that it wasn't just us, but that anybody with this training could get the same results as well.
I work for 50 years as a research scientist at the Institute of Applied Biology for cancer research, for immunology, and for degenerative diseases, including alcohol, drug addiction, etc. For 33 years, Dr. Gary Null was working in the laboratory in the research capacity with the group of researchers that we had at the time. His work was mainly in anti-aging medicine. He conducted more than 130 experiments at the time. Dr. Null present his case that he was treating at the time at his healing center, and they were absolutely good results, especially in immune response of the patients. After doing all the tests that was at the time prevalent, he was discussing a lot with the doctors at the Institute his approach of treating this disease. We set up a whole program at the Institute of Applied Biology where we apply Dr. Gary Null's approach of treatment. After 4 years of treating those patients with repeated blood analysis and everything else, we saw that 10 of those patients that he was working with, they were no more seropositive. They were completely in remission, and then we continued testing them, and they were completely cured.
That was around the same time when we were inundated with AIDS cases and were largely unsuccessful in treating them. One physician asked if there was anything you could do, and you offered to try. We established IV drip rooms and purchased intravenous vitamin C and other nutrients, and the staff implemented your AIDS protocol. Over the next 2 years, about 10 people with advanced AIDS reversed their HIV status and turned seronegative. All the infections disappeared, and they were HIV and AIDS free. I briefly met one of those patients recently, and she was still healthy today. I remember when I met with the director and the Institute board members one evening to request that these successes be made more public. They decided to remain silent because it might jeopardize funding. This work was not based on patentable drugs, and the advisory board said it would only draw negative attention because it was contrary to standard drug treatments. After the meeting ended, the director shrugged his shoulders and said it would not be the last time that someone accomplished something notable, and it would remain relatively unknown to the world. Best regards always, Dr. Ilana Avram, Senior Scientist and Research Fellow.
At that time, no one was having such a fantastic results when was the worst epidemic of AIDS. As usually, the scientific community, mainstream scientific community, they were not agreeable with these natural approaches that we showed them. They never publish it and they never apply it. The problem was that the fear of the big pharma, they were afraid of losing the financial support. That was the reason that they never come out with Dr. Gary Noll approach with natural, non-toxic and so on. Don't forget the big pharma is very much involved in every aspect of your life, even if you don't look today how many new products for the same thing. It's causing death, but still it's in the market, showing, you know, how the big pharma is controlling everything.
Just a note about this. Elena and her team of scientists, biologists, kept meticulous records for all of their patients. So this wasn't hearsay. This was documented with lab results, with scientific literature. They had all the information. And what's so very curious is that within 4 years, that entire department was shut down. I can't tell you why. I don't know why. The Institute of Applied Biology is funded by Big Pharma. So you would have thought that this information would have been broadcast all over. But it wasn't.
For me, on a personal and very professional level, I could not fathom why our federal health authorities, medical doctors such as Anthony Fauci and Robert Gallo, were unwilling to show any interest in what we had achieved.
After doing all this work so successfully, we offered a press conference for doctors and scientists from literally around the world to come in and review the work that we were doing, meet our patients, and look at all the scientific evidence we had compiled. What apparently happened was there was a complete blackout by news media caused by an AIDS group that apparently didn't want to see this end. And in the end, we didn't have a single scientist or doctor come in to the press conference that we had set up to bring to the world the wonderful work that Dr. Noll had put together and that we had been performing so successfully.
It was very, very well promoted to all the media. And he not only invited the people that came from his clinic, he also invited people from all across the United States who were getting natural approaches, who have been getting phenomenal results with regards to
Gary, can you hear me?
Reversing and improving
all
their
right. Do you
conditions,
still want to
especially
take it down
AIDS.
At 55 minutes? Or
and here's
12,
the kicker.
55? Okay.
With all of the people that were there, none of the media showed up. Not one.
Why is it that when we have live human bodies, not a petri dish, who had full-blown AIDS, who were at death's door and medically documented, today are alive and well and completely normal, and no one covers the story.
Let's look at some of the alternative therapies, such as oxygen therapy and vitamin therapy and herbalism and some of what we're hearing today. Why are we afraid as a society, when our people are dying, not to examine new and alternative therapies?
Finally, to fight the news blackout that seemed to have occurred, we decided to have an all-day event at one of the largest churches over on the west side of Manhattan. We had over 2,000 people show up, and we invited and paid for several dozen scientists and doctors to come in, lecture and speak on how everything had worked, what they found. And once again, the news media blocked out this entire happening, this entire meeting from the news, so that nobody would know that it had occurred and all the benefits that people had achieved.
After several years of closely monitoring these 8 patients' full recovery from AIDS, in addition to post-recovery follow-up, every effort we made to share these protocols and the successes we witnessed, a large press conference, articles submitted to peer-reviewed medical journals, and meetings with the gay and AIDS activists and groups was met with silence and disdain.
It was as if they didn't want this information to get out. Now understand that our healthcare system, as we know it, is a corporation, it's a corporate model, and it's about generating revenue. My concern was that maybe they couldn't generate enough revenue from these natural approaches.
We had all this information available, and that the news media refused to publish this. Bill Tatum, publisher of the Amsterdam News, along with Tony Brown from Tony Brown's Journal and other leading African-American news media, came in and started to review our work. They looked at everything very carefully, all the data, as well as interviewing all the patients, and saw the results that we were getting, proving independently that this was really being done and really being accomplished. While they reported it, for some reason, mainstream media never put the word out and never got the word out to everybody else where it could have done so much good.
Gary Null, who says he can now offer evidence that people diagnosed with, quote, AIDS, who have turned to a non-toxic lifestyle, also return to good health. I'm Tony Brown. In a moment, good news about AIDS and HIV.
This man has been helped. I brought 2 other people on your show 3 years ago. They're both alive and well and continue to remain seroconverted.
Now let's talk about this man. This man, you say, is the benefactor of your protocol.
Yes.
All right, now we're going to ask him his experience. Then I'd like for you to describe what the protocol was that helped him become convert.
Could I mention one thing?
Please.
I'm sure many people watching, including doctors, are saying this is nonsense. Well, first, I have no proprietary interest. I've never charged anyone a nickel. That is correct. In fact, in my entire career as a nutritionist and as a health educator, I've never charged a single patient one penny. I have nothing to sell them. I have nothing to make. In fact, when I give my time and energy, it's for free, so it's not proprietary. Secondly, I could just say that this person's been improved, and who's to know otherwise? But you have in your hands medical documents. He has had blood workup done every 6 months for 8 years. So we have before, during, and
okay, we have to say goodbye to WBAI because they're splitting for their news. We're going to continue up to the top of the hour by listening at PRN.FM. I won't go back to the tape. I just want to give people in the audience an opportunity to call in and share their thoughts. 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. Because what you'll see on Tony Brown's journal on 8 separate occasions is that Tony Brown sent in his people, medical team, and they spent months interviewing the physicians, nurses, the patients, the medical records, and that, it was all in the blood chemistry. And with each person I go on television with, you'll see they're all holding large medical files with permission from the patient, who all of these patients who were cured had no problem sharing this information. We had an open door policy. And a lot of African American scientists and physicians showed up on a regular basis, learned. And later at the Apollo Theater, I did three packed audiences in a row. That's about 1,600 people per time. And they got up first and talked about the experiences they had, similarly successful using the same protocol. So understand the big picture. The big picture is Anthony Fauci was controlling everything. He put it all behind AZT and drugs. He didn't want to hear. Nobody wanted to hear. Now, there was a group called ACT UP, and I originally supported ACT UP. I thought it was a noble and courageous position to take to demand the government put more energy, time, effort into finding ways to prevent and treat AIDS. Later, it would ACT UP would divide into two groups. One group with Mitchell Proffman, who is a major activist and very conscientious journalist on social issues. He and others took a more natural approach. They wanted to see AIDS dealt with, but both in prevention and treatment, but from non-toxic drugs, because they were aware of how toxic the drugs being used at that time would be. And the Concord study showed that AZT didn't work. It actually speeded up death. And a lot of people were dying from the treatment, not from the virus itself or a combination. So there was a big divide. And then I was asked by an AIDS activist in Los Angeles, why don't you have a health support group for those who want to try a more natural approach, who've tried the orthodox approach and got sick? So I set up the Tri-State Healing Center. Half the whole floor was for the medical center. The other half was my office. And in my office, we set up chairs for about 40 people. And every night, six nights a week, they would meet there, as many as 40 people. And we would have people from who had split from ACT UP, but came in and counsel those people and give them encouragement and deal with the issues they were dealing with in life, including fear. Psychologists would come in, psychiatrists come in, talk about the power of positive thoughts over negative thoughts. So this was all going on, and the American media never touched any of it. The same is true. The same playbook was used on dealing with COVID. So that's why this is important, all right? And then you look up Wikipedia, you'd think I was a person responsible for AIDS. No, I was the first person to cure it. Why would I say I cured something, knowing that this is a worldwide media, and then someone's going to come in and say, okay, prove it. Good. If I prove it, are you going to print it? Are you going to broadcast? You're going to edit it out. You're going to go to some quackbuster who has no experience and been shown in a court of law not to have any experience in the field and be there. That's your expert? No. So you know the truth, and the media doesn't want anyone to know this truth. That's why we're sharing this with you today. I don't believe we have any calls. Do we have any calls? I'll ask our studio in New York.
We have Luann on the line.
Okay, we have Luann Panisi on the line, and she was working there. By the way, before she came to work for the Tri-State Healing Center, she monitored it every night. I would see her there. And imagine what kind of day she put in. She worked as nurse administrator over oncology and other divisions at Long Island Jewish Hospital, nurse administrator, over 100 nurses under her. And then after work, she would drive into the city, park and go to the Tri-State Healing Center, generally around 7 o'clock, and be there and close at midnight. And then she used the protocols to reverse her own hepatitis B and herpes and adult acne, and all these other conditions she had, including fibrocystic breast and cancer, all reversed. That got her attention, and then she became a holistic nurse, started her journey into that. That's a separate story. And now she's one of the preeminent, probably the top three holistic nurses in America, counseling thousands of people and helping them. But at that time, she was there. She's on for a little different reason today. Hi, Luann.
Hello, Gary. Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm calling, giving a shout out to the audience just to remind them that we are going. I still have some slots open for our retreat coming up in September. And as you mentioned before, we're going to be talking about how easy it is to learn about sprouting and microgreens, growing them right in your windowsill. You can grow them right at home. You can grow wheatgrass. We're going to talk about fermenting foods. We're going to talk about hydroponics and gardening, as well as organic cooking, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So it's a phenomenal place to just kick back, relax, reflect, and...
I think we lost her there. I'm going to be doing some workshops on how to repurpose your life. Last night, that's why I'm a little hoarse, I've been lecturing nonstop. Last night, I did a workshop and I told people about where are you in this passage in your life? How many passages have you had? What have you learned from them? And how can that strengthen your determination to be not ignorant about what's important for your own well-being? And I'm going to do a whole workshop, it'll take several hours, coming up about energy enhancement, energy exchange, energy differentiation, and how to use the energy that you can control to live 10, 20 years longer.
Gary.
How to overcome stress, how to overcome trauma, how to overcome a lot of the disabilities we have in life. Look, there are people in this audience who are under a lot of stress, especially environmental stress that's not even recognized, who have been around smart meters, cell phones, computers, other forms of wireless energy, electromagnetic frequencies, and we're no longer 5G. They're going up to 6 and 7G, and now they've got all these antenna everywhere, and people are not warned why this is a bad thing. That's why I did an article and put it in GaryNall.com under articles under 5G. Read it. Especially important if you have children. But imagine you've been exposed to electromagnetic frequency, and now you're suffering from insomnia, mood swings, fatigue, muscle loss, indigestion, can't focus. Well, I'm going to deal with all that because this environment where we do our retreats down in East Texas, the mountains, no electromagnetic pulses. It's free of all that pollution. It's just beautiful. The weather is phenomenal, and the workshops, I'm bringing in the best workshop leaders I can find in America for all kinds of energy work. There'll be a lot of energy work this coming September, 1 or 2 weeks. So call Luann. Her number is 903-881-7008. 903-881-7008. Did we get Luann back? Is she gone? Oh, okay. Luann, any final thoughts from you?
Well, yeah, I'm very excited, Gary, because we have amazing. We have people that are coming back for a refresher that had such a great time in the past that they're coming back again. And we have brand new people who have been listening to you who are finally making the leap and coming down. It's going to be an exciting retreat. If you're interested, do give me a call. I make sure it's the right event for everybody. So call me up. I'm at 903-881-7008. I'm looking forward to hearing from people.
Thank you, Luann. And we're also going to do a workshop on freeze drying. That's one way to guarantee your future that you won't go hungry. We'll actually be showing you hands-on. I bought these commercial freeze dryers and mushroom growing and all forms of hydroponics. So it's just a wonderful experience, and you're just around positive people, phenomenal staff. So give Luann a call if you feel this, if you feel you deserve it, okay? That's all the time we have, and now stay tuned for Utrecht Lead. Have a nice day, everyone.